What should be the extent of freedom of a child? The most effective way of corrupting a child is the absence of punishment. If you want your child to turn into a demon, you should never punish them. They should be free. So this will result in what Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago. And children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. So absence of punishment is the best means of corrupting a child. It is a very strong means. So you see, what the juvenile justition is all about. It is about turning parents into children's slaves. I can tell you about what's going on in the United States and in Germany. I'm even ashamed to tell you of what they make children do there. I can't tell you right now here, and when parents don't allow their children to attend those classes, that's either prison or deprivation of parental rights, or they take away their child. So it is a disaster. Of course, we can call it differently, but there is just one principle. It is permissiveness. A child is the Lord. So there is a button in their apartments, and a child can press it, and the police will arrive in the United States, and parents will have great problems. I can tell you about one case which happened recently. A father is a captain of Navy, and he was driving a car with his 5-year-old daughter, and there were 3 dogs in the car, and he needed to leave just for a minute in order to hand over an envelope to someone. And he just entered the school, and he saw a woman calling someone. And he left his daughter in the car, opened the windows, and then he found out that that woman turned him in to the police. And then there was a meeting, and he was asked why he had left his child alone in the car. Anything could have happened. And that was just a minute. And I'm going to ask how this ended, because they needed to have a meeting with the whole Navy. And if they decide that he is guilty, there will be a trial in the court. So if you give such power to children who don't yet realize what it is about, then they will turn into demons. So it is Satanism. Yes, of course, children should be punished without any violence. It goes without saying, but there should be punishment.